Welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for February 2005. This is issue number 239, and I'm your host, Fred Bobie, and my address is 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. If you live in the United States of America or Canada and would like to become a member of the DX Audio Service, the cost of a subscription is $28. To Europe and elsewhere, it's $40. Those prices are also the renewal rates. Tapes are sent via first-class mail, and you keep your cassettes. If you'd like to subscribe, make your check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send them to me at the address that I just mentioned, or simply log on to our website at www.nrcdxas.org and sign up using our PayPal credit card system. It is cold up here. We've had some pretty significant weather here in West Central Ohio. I'll tell you a little bit more about it. But right now, I need to warm up, so I'm going down to Texas. Here's Bill Hale.
Thanks, Fred, and welcome to AM Switch for the DX Audio Service for February 2005. First of all, call letter changes, and we've got quite a few this month. On 590, KBHS in Hot Springs, Arkansas has changed their calls to KPZA. 660, KZTU in Junction City, Oregon has taken the call KXOR. On 700, WCAT in Orange Athol, Massachusetts, their new call WJOE. 730 in Charleston, South Carolina, WSCC is now WLTQ. The 920 station in El Paso, KBNA, has switched to KLTO. 940 KHCM in Waipahu, Hawaii, their new call KJPN. 960 WAPG in Greenwood, South Carolina, has taken the call of WJGJ. 1050 WPLC in Silver Spring, Maryland has officially been changed WFED after about a month of IDing that way. 1170 KJPN in Honolulu is now KHCM. 1210 KNWX in Auburn, Washington has taken the new call of KDDS. 1250 the longtime call WEMP in Milwaukee has changed to WSSP now with a sports format. 1280 KAQQ in Spokane, Washington is now KPTQ. 1380 WHGT in Waynesboro, Pennsylvania has changed their call to WCBG. 1400 WKDY in Spartanburg, South Carolina has changed their calls to WSPG. 1490 WBLO in Valdez, North Carolina, they're returning to WSVM. 1570 WLBJ in New Albany, Indiana has taken the new call sign of WWSZ. 1580 WAHI in Knoxville, Tennessee has changed to WNPZ. And 1590 WCBG in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania has taken the new call of WHGT. One new station to report on during the past month, 1110 KAGV in Big Lake, Alaska is on with 10,000 watts day and night non-directional. And they go by the slogan, Alaska's Gospel Voice. AUX Facilities, KFI 640 in Los Angeles, is operating with 25 kilowatts day and night non-directional from their auxiliary 200-foot tower since the big tower was hit by a small plane last month. Turning now to construction permits, which are on the air, 560 WOOF Dothan, Alabama is on with 5,000 daytime watts, 118 watts at night, all non-directional. 560 WNSR Brentwood, Tennessee is on with two patterns, 4,500 watts during the day, 75 watts at night. 590 WRAG in Carrollton, Alabama is on with 1,000 watts during the day, 185 watts at night, all non-directional. 600 WCVP in Murphy, North Carolina is on with 1,000 watts during the day, 20 watts at night, non-directional. 730 WJYM Bowling Green, Ohio, their CP for 1,000 watts during the day, 359 watts at night, two directional patterns is now on. 800 WNNW Lawrence, Massachusetts, their CP for a kilowatt during the day, 244 watts at night is on, non-directional. 900 WCOR Lebanon, Tennessee is on the air with their upgrade to 5,000 watts during the day, 136 watts at night, non-directional. 920 KWYS West Yellowstone, Montana, they're on with 1,000 watts during the day, 38 watts at night, non-directional. 920 WPTL Canton, North Carolina is on with 500 watts during the day, 38 watts at night, non-directional. 940 WGFP in Webster, Mass is on with 1,000 watts during the day, 4 watts at night, all non-directional. WGRP 940 in Greenville, Pennsylvania is on with 1,000 watts during the day, 2 watts at night, two patterns. 940 WECO Wartburg, Tennessee is on with 5,000 watts during the day, 16 watts at night, all non-directional. 950 WGTA in Somerville, Georgia, their CP for 5,000 watts during the day, 110 watts at night is on, that's all non-directional. 950 WQTK Monk's Corner, South Carolina is on the air with their upgrade to 10,000 watts during the day, 6,000 watts at night using two patterns after building five additional towers to their single stick site. 950 WBKH Hattiesburg, Mississippi, their CP is on 5,000 watts during the day, 64 watts at night, all non-directional. WDIG Steubenville, Ohio, their CP is on 1,000 watts during the day, 35 watts at night, using two directional patterns. 960 WJYZ in Albany, Georgia, their CP for 5,000 watts during the day, 390 watts at night, using two patterns, is now on the air. 970 WNIV in Atlanta, their CP for 5,000 watts during the day, 39 watts at night, is on, that's non-directional for them. 980 KNTR Lake Havasu City, Arizona, they're on with 1,000 watts during the day, 49 watts at night from a new 250-foot tower, and that's non-directional. 980 WTOT Mariana, Florida, their CP for 1,000 watts during the day, 340 watts at night, non-directional, is now on. 1060 WBIX in Natick, Massachusetts, their CP adding night service with 40,000 watts during the day, 2,500 watts at night, and 22,000 watts during critical hours is now on, using three directional patterns. 1190 WBIS in Garrison, Maryland, the CP covers a facility change to 5,000 watts during the day, 7,000 watts at night, using two patterns from a new three-tower site, along with a city of a license change from Annapolis. 1190 KRFT DeSoto, Missouri, their CP for 10,000 watts during the day, 22 watts at night, using two patterns, is now on the air. 1220 WOTS Kissimmee, Florida, their CP for 1,000 watts during the day, 11 watts at night, is on, non-directional. 1220 WZOT Rockmart, Georgia, their CP for 500 watts during the day, 103 watts at night, non-directional, is on. 1250 KIKC Forsyth, Montana, their CP for 5,000 watts during the day, 132 watts at night, non-directional, is now on. WKDX 1250 in Hamlet, North Carolina, they're now on with 1,000 watts during the day, 80 watts at night, all non-directional. 1260 WDKN in Dixon, Tennessee, their CP for 5,000 watts during the day, 18 watts at night, non-directional, is now on the air. 1260 WTBZ in Grafton, West Virginia, their CP for 500 watts during the day, 23 watts at night, non-directional, is now on. 1270 WYXC in Cartersville, Georgia, they're on with 2,000 watts during the day and 187 watts at night, all non-directional. 1270 WMLC Monticello, Mississippi, they're on with a kilowatt during the day, 53 watts at night, all non-directional. 1280 KAQQ Spokane, Washington, their CP for 5,000 watts during the day, 33 watts at night, using two patterns, is now on. 1290 WLBY in Saline, Michigan, their CP for 500 watts during the day, 26 watts at night, using two patterns, is now on the air. 1290 WNIL Niles, Michigan, their CP for 500 watts during the day, 44 watts at night, is now on the air. 1300 Plymouth, New Hampshire, they're on with 5,000 watts during the day, 82 watts at night, non-directional. 1310 WJUS Marion, Alabama, they're now on with 5,000 watts during the day, 34 watts at night, non-directional. 1330 KSWA Graham, Texas, they're on with 500 watts during the day, 51 watts at night, non-directional. KTLQ Tahlequah, Oklahoma, is, I believe is how you pronounce that, on 1350. They're on with 1,000 watts during the day, 61 watts at night, non-directional. 1350 WBLT in Bedford, Virginia. They're on with 1,000 watts during the day, 47 watts at night, non-directional. 1360 KELE Mountain Grove, Missouri. Their CP is on 1,000 watts during the day and 6 watts at night, non-directional. 1420 WEMB in Irwin, Tennessee is on with 5,000 watts during the day, 20 watts at night, non-directional. WGMI 1440 in Bremen, Georgia, they're on with 2,500 watts during the day, 62 watts at night, non-directional. 1440 WVMG Cochran, Georgia, they're on with 1,000 watts during the day, 90 watts at night, non-directional. 1440 KTNO University Park, Texas, their CP for City of License change from Denton and the facility change to 15,000 watts during the day, 350 watts at night using two patterns, is now on the air. 1460 KDWA Hastings, Minnesota, their CP for 1,000 watts during the day, 41 watts at night, non-directional, is now on. 1470 WVBS in Burgon, North Carolina, they're on with 880 watts during the day, 93 watts at night, all non-directional. KIOU Shreveport, Louisiana on 1480, they're on with 1,000 watts during the day, 129 watts at night, non-directional. 1480 KHQN Spanish Fork, Utah, their CP for 1,000 watts during the day, 133 watts at night, non-directional, is now on. 1490 WUVR Lebanon, New Hampshire is on the air with 640 watts day and night, non-directional. 1510 KMZT Piedmont, California, the CP for a City of License change from San Rafael and a facility change to 8,000 watts during the day, 230 watts at night using two patterns, is now on. And finally, 1590 WCAM in Camden, South Carolina, their CP for 1,000 watts during the day, 27 watts at night, all non-directional, is now on the air. One license cancellation and call letters deleted to report. KVVY, formerly of Merced, California, on 1580, is now deleted. Reported to have returned to the airwaves this past month, WKIQ in Eustis, Florida, on 1240 with a black gospel format, and reported to be silent, WNCC 950 in Barnesboro, Pennsylvania. Recently, there's been talk that, along with its switch to a talk format, 1530 in Cincinnati is preparing to revert to the WCKY calls, along with several call swaps in the Queen City. So if you happen to hear those historic calls while scanning across the frequency, you haven't entered a time warp. I certainly hope John Bowker has a 1530 WSAI ID in the file. Well, thanks go to Sean Axelrod, Wayne Heinen, and Jerry Starr for tips, and of course, you for listening. Well, you know, there's always something to report from Sun City Center, Florida. It seems someone has applied for a hunting permit to shoot snowbirds. Any truth to that, John Bowker?
Well, thank you, Bill, and hello, everybody, and welcome to the Travelogue segment of the DX Audio Service. Actually, Bill, snowbirds in Florida are a protected species, depending, of course, on how much cash they bring from the northern states. Well, everybody, we're going to be starting a whole new sequence today. The 910 kilohertz channel of the AM medium wave band. This is a regional channel, and that means that historically stations have been limited to 5,000 watts. Of course, those rules kind of have gone out the window in the last decade or so. But we're going to start with a tried and true, a long-term 1922 this station came on the air. And they started out at 1250 on the dial with 100 watts. But after 1941 in the NARBA agreement, they moved to 910, 5,000 watts even today, day and night. And since they're so well-behaved, we are delighted to start with them on the February 2005 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
Well, that's going to do it for us here today. Hey, it's Friday already tomorrow. My goodness, busy old weekend coming up. Lots of football and short tail show with you. Have a good day. This is WABI Bangor, and we're at the 10 o'clock hour.
CNN Radio News. I'm Harry Beadle.
Okay, Harry, we're going to travel a couple of hundred miles now to the southwest, right into the Connecticut River Valley. And, of course, our dial is still set at 910.
AM 910, WNHV, White River Junction. AM 1230, WTSV, Claremont.
Fox Radio Group Station.
ESPN Radio, the score.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
Well, that kind of evens things out. You have WNHV at 910 on the Vermont side and WTSL and Claremont downstream on the New Hampshire side. So we'll go down the river all the way through Massachusetts into Connecticut and just to the west of Hartford back in the 1980s at 910. This is what we heard.
My name is Pat Michaels. It is 1 o'clock from 910 a.m. WRCQ New Britain.
Those call letters were around for many years, but then in 1991, we heard from Camille Petreca, who lives right in that area, and when she learned of the change at 910 in New Britain, she made a recording and sent it right into the travelogue. Thanks, Camille.
It's 6 o'clock.
and you're with your rock and rollie station, Cool Gold 910 AM, WNEZ New Britain, Hartford. Now, Cool Gold 910 AM presents Connecticut News from Channel 30. 1 half hour of the day's events from around your town and around our world.
And then just a year and a half ago, Linda and I came tooling up I-84 and picked up their latest format.
Poder Latino. Mega 910 AM. WLAT. New Britain, Hartford. Poder Latino.
El Poder Latino.
Mega 910.
La Mega.
Olé! Okay, let's cross the Hudson River right into New York State, not far north of New York City.
Sisters in Rockland 910 WRKL, working together for a better Rockland County.
Winner of 3 Associated Press Awards for Excellence in Reporting. Rockland 910 WRKL, New City.
It's 81 degrees under sunny skies at 12 noon. Good afternoon, I'm John Wilson, Rockland 910 News.
Interesting coincidence. One of the anchors on a television station here in Tampa Bay is John Wilson. Well, now, let's move out to a little community, a half a dozen miles or so east of downtown Pittsburgh.
WAVL in Apollo, Pennsylvania at 910 on your AM dial.
Well, that recording was made in August of 1975, and that's all we kept back in those days of the just to prove to ourselves we had really heard that station, so there you are. Well, now, here are a couple of gals up in the northeast corner of Pennsylvania having a pretty good time and keeping an eye on the clock, although not very well, apparently.
Less affluent, stressed.
Yeah.
it's like, well, now we're off the top of the hour, we're going to be in trouble.
Yeah. We're going to go into news next with Phil Cummings and then the Sue Henry Show here on WILK. Have a great day. It is 9 o'clock. We have the news next.
This is Northeast PA's official station for news and continuous updates on the war on terror. WIOK Wilkes-Barre, WGBI Scranton, WOGY West Hazleton, United States of America.
It's 9:02. I'm Phil Cummings with a WILK news update.
And regardless of what the announcers say, we were listening for WGBI at 9:10 on the dial. And for our last stop in Pennsylvania on this trip at 9:10, we're going to stay in the eastern part of the state and listen into the play-by-play of one of those baseball teams that the people of Pennsylvania support so well. Wait a minute, can that be right?
Briefly for a station break by saying, this is the Orioles Baseball Network.
I'm Ross Clavins for Morning Excitement.
The game is yet a grand slam!
Stay with WSBA York, serving Lancaster, York, Hanover, and Harrisburg.
The batter is going to be Ron Tingley. He is the California catcher this afternoon.
Well, maybe a little American League action won't hurt the Pennsylvanians all that badly. Who knows? We're going to come down to Richmond, Virginia now. And at 9:10 on the dial, it's been an interesting seesaw back and forth between two sets of call letters. Here's what they sounded like in 1977.
910 WRNL, celebrating 50 years in Richmond.
WRNL, Richmond.
And then in 1993...
This is the home of the Washington Redskins. Sports Radio, AM 910, WRVH, Richmond.
Mutual news. For the second time in as many months, the Federal Reserve is trying to put the spurs to a sluggish economy by cutting interest rates.
We'll go over to the western side of Virginia for this next ID.
You can rest assured.
WWWR 910 Roanoke, WNRV 990 Narrows Harrisburg, Family Radio.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington.
Well, I trust you're following along with us here on the Travelog, so it'll be no surprise that our next state is North Carolina. But what may come as a surprise is the fact that our most recent station break from this next station is 16 years old.
I'm Jeff Dontry in Raleigh on the North Carolina News Network.
You're listening to AM 910 WLAS in Jacksonville. It's 1 o'clock and time now for the TNN special.
Attention all stations. This is TNNR Nashville with the year-end Nashville record review. Those stations not...
Well, you want to hear what I'd normally get to listen to?
On SATCOM 1R.
Well, there's nothing like being late. We're just going to talk here for a minute.
You feel for the poor guy. His log was wrong, and if you're handed a wrong log, you've got absolutely no escape. But we'll have to leave him in all his agony, I'm afraid. We're going to move over to another station I've never quite figured out. It's either in Dorchester or Dorchester Terrace or North Charleston, all in South Carolina. Here's one of the IDs we have.
This is 910 AM, WTMZ, North Charleston. All news all the time. CNN Headline News.
Well, okay, that's pretty clear in North Charleston, but now the NRC log lists it as Dorchester Terrace, and has for several years. And I see the M Street Journal, though, calls it Dorchester. Now, here's a recording we made of that station in 1989.
KCN, Dorchester Terrace, Brentwood, Charleston, Country 91, KCN.
I'm going to have to get over there closer to the station sometime and see where they are. We're going to swoop across South Carolina now for another one of those dual IDs. We'll be listening for the station in Spartanburg.
Quick timeout. We'll return to an open forum here on Gallagher & Company. Coming up, the time at the tone is 9 o'clock.
WFBC Greenville and WORD Spartanburg. NBC Radio News. Good morning. I'm Ken Herrera.
Okay, Ken, you know, this next station, it bothers me. I don't know why it bothers me. It just strikes me as very odd that the state of Florida has to go to the state of Georgia to get a radio station to promote the state of Florida. Are you confused? What do you make of this?
Always spring in Florida. Thanks for listening to Florida Vacation Radio, WFVR Valdosta.
But as you come south on I-75 through Georgia, it leads you right into Plant City, Florida. And Plant City is part of Tampa Bay.
Play 91 is WPLA Plant City, Brandon, Lakeland, and all of Tampa Bay. 8P Network News, I'm Mark Hamrick.
And shortly after Linda and I moved down to Tampa Bay, WPLA changed to WFNS and went to Sports Talk.
WFNS, Plant City, Tampa, St. Petersburg.
Roar of the crowd at a ball game. For many of us, sounds like these add pleasure to our lives.
Well, you see, the Sports Talk didn't last very long on that station because it was the fourth Sports Talk station in Tampa Bay, for heaven's sakes. So what did they do? They moved the WSUN call letters, one of the oldest and most respected of the call signs, away from the 620 station and moved it over to 910. Okay, and then what did they do for format? Listen.
The new AM 910, WSUN AM, Plant City, Tampa Bay. All 50 cents, all the time.
Well, that lasted such a short period of time, I was lucky to get a copy of the ID with the format. So to bring you up to date right now, they are combined with the station at 570 in Pinellas Park, another of the Tampa Bay cities, and they are a religious teaching station.
WTWD Plant City, WTBN Pinellas Park, Tampa Bay, AM 570 and 910, The Word.
Well, next month, we're going to pick up right where we're leaving off now. Mark Durenberger comes your way next on the DX Audio Service. So long, everybody.
Thank you, John. Mark Durenberger at home, at our former home, just before we pulled down the antennas and packed the radios. And we're bringing you a multi-part band scan over these several months, as we listened over a period of several weeks on just about every channel available to us that wasn't swamped by a local 50-kilowatter. Minneapolis was a good place to live. In fact, we're on temporary duty back there right now. The Minneapolis listening post was located just on the edge of that protection that the FCC gave some of the former 1A clear channels. And what that means is that not too far away we have secondary stations most of them with decent power only during the day. But with careful loop pointing, we can copy both the primary and the secondary stations in the same sitting. For example, 650, Northern Minnesota. 660 is another one, a frequency near to John Bowker's heart. And 870, and many, many others. You're hearing some of them on our multi-part band scan.
All of that is coming up as we get closer to basketball following a news and weather update from Cleveland's only news radio, WTAM 1100.
Akron tonight looking for a new top cop. Good evening, I'm Tom Moore. This is the 7 o'clock report on News Radio WTAM 1100. Details coming up. Channel 3 weather, here's David Rogers.
Well, for snow showers to continue tonight across northeastern Ohio, we could see an additional 1 to 2 inches of snow. Overnight lows right around 17. For you day on Wednesday, mix of clouds and sunshine.
Of course, what has changed on that frequency is the call letters a number of times. But that's the current call. At least it was when we made this recording. And here's the catch of the day on that frequency. A mix of 1100 signals to the west. Sounds like San Francisco goodwill, but also a very rare ID sneaks in from western Colorado.
Great leaders make a world of difference in all aspects of life, work, family, community, and even at home by transforming your workforce.
On News Radio 1100, KMZZ Grand Junction.
Direct meetings that run on time, stick to the agenda, and achieve their objectives. iLead covers topics that include...
I didn't keep very good notes back when I did these, but this one had to be an early morning catch when the sun was up between Cleveland and Minneapolis, but the path was still open to the west. I have never heard that signal in here since. From Omaha on 1110... Open path or not, they're always in here.
13 degrees in Omaha and Council Bluffs. It is 11 degrees in Lincoln. And I'm Kurt Mackley for Mike Wagner and the rest of the Saturday morning crew. We wish you a great weekend. Thank you for joining us this morning. Be back next week.
He's
News. I'm Steve Capen. Experts say, from the sound of things, there were major mechanical or structural problems aboard Alaskan Air Flight 261 before it crashed into the Pacific.
Now, as we move up to 1120, we're getting closer to Clear Channel's local 1130 blowtorch. I use that word advisedly because at night they have to drop to half power and directionalize even more, and they have a lot of trouble even covering the metropolitan area. But from where we're listening, their major lobe is coming right up the pipe and into the loop that we have pointed in their direction as we head for St. Louis. So as we try for 1120, you'll hear that adjacent channel chatter on this KMOX recording.
We'll give away some gift certificates, too. But we're not going to do it if you're not out there. News is next. It's 11.
You're listening to the 50,000-watt voice of St. Louis and Mid-America. KMOX St. Louis.
News. I'm Jim Shenevy. Some of the Internet's major sites have been having their share of problems. Attacks by cyber vandals, similar to Monday's assault on Yahoo. Tuesday's targets included eBay, Amazon.com, Buy.com, and CNN.com. The attackers unleashed a digital barrage on the sites with virtual nonstop demands for information that brought the high-capacity computer servers down to their knees.
Sidebands from KFAN in Minneapolis. On the other side of 1130, however, on 1140, we're pointing that great loop antenna well away from KFAN and toward the eastern seaboard, and the adjacent channel spill is almost completely absent.
Call 262-4042 for information and your reservation today.
And for answers to your legal questions, join us for Law Line, Sundays at 5 p.m. right here on News Radio WRVA 1140.
broadcasting live 24 hours a day,
50,000 watts,
at 1140 on your AM dial
with real audio at WRVA.com.
WRVA Richmond.
From ABC News, I'm Tim O'Donnell. Today was what his aides called a day of reassessment for John McCain. Sounds like tomorrow may be a day for packing it in.
There was no opportunity to hear nearby Sioux Falls, South Dakota on 1140. We know we can copy that. We just, for some reason, didn't get it on the tape. But we did get a surprise when we scanned to the north.
Commission to Children broadcast can be heard Monday through Friday at 8:45. Broadcasting with 50,000 watts of power. This is Southern Alberta's inspirational radio station, AM 1140.
The only thing that gets us through tough times is having the right viewpoint.
The right viewpoint is to see things from God's perspective. Do you understand what all of your suffering and hardship is producing in your life now and producing for you in the future? If you could just get a glimpse of what God is doing in your behalf as a result of your suffering, you could really go into something.
Tuesday on In Touch with Charles Stanley.
Listen for In Touch, weekday mornings at 11:30 and again in the afternoon at 5 on AM 1140.
It's 9 o'clock, prophecy for today in just a moment. First, the Fine Arts Department of Prairie Bible.
As might be expected at night on 1160, here's the 1A station from the crossroads of the West.
If you're fed up with email, do the unexpected. Talk to your neighbor. You might discover your World Wide Web begins right next door. If you don't, who will? A message from KSL News Radio 1160, a Bonneville station.
Read about it tomorrow. See it tonight. Hear it now on News Radio 1160 KSL, Salt Lake City.
KSL, News Radio 1160.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
CBS News, I'm Cammie McCormick. George W. Bush is still explaining his recent appearance at Bob Jones University in South Carolina. Leaders of that school have criticized the Catholic Church.
But from Minneapolis, it's no longer just KSL. Closer to home, we can hear Chicago's WSCR in a mix with KSL.
Even with the recent uncertainty, more people than ever are making substantial money from the financial markets. The key is not betting on specific direction, but profiting from the movement of the stock. Join us in our free stock market workshop, and we'll show you five power strategies to profit like the pros. Call 1-800-956-9656 or through the web at stockmarketworkshop.com. That's 1-800-956-9656. Call now. 1-800-956-9656.
Stubbed the big time total against Louisville, 71-54.
A little earlier that day, we caught WSCR at pattern change time.
I think New York and Chicago are right up there. And I think it mostly has to do with the fans and the fans' passion for the game. I think the passion for the game sums up everything about the fans. It doesn't have to be...
Finally on 1160, that sneaky loop. You play it just right and it delivers every time.
Believed to be women and children.
1170. Locally, the assignment is 1,000 watts day from Waseca, about 75 miles south of here.
Doing a little thing called the Hillbilly Rock.
This is AM 1170 KOWO, Waseca, New Richmond, Waterville, a Cumulus broadcasting station. CNN Radio News. I'm Stan Case. Searchers have pinpointed the flight data and cockpit voice recorders from an Alaska Airlines jet that crashed off the California coast Monday.
Well, at night, KOWO was limited to just 60 watts, so we could sneak around it with the loop to Davenport, Iowa for a wonderful catch.
All sports, all day, all night. KJOC, Davenport, 1170, KJOD, the Sports Authority.
This is Bob Kemp. Join me overnights from 1 until 5, only on Sports Radio AM 1170 KJOC, KJOC, Davenport, Moline, Bettendorf, Rock Island.
Monday Night Football is the most fun at Fargo because Budweiser and Wells Fargo Sports Bar are giving you a chance to win $10,000 with a kickoff payoff.
Makes me wonder if Wasika might have been off the air. Gee, I wish I could talk like that. Maybe I could get a jock job with Fox Sports. Fox Sports or The Zone. Oh, that hurts. Ouch. Where were we? Oh, yes, 1170. There are two giants sharing the frequency, and from here we actually have our pick with the Kiowa Loop. First, pretty much due south to Tulsa. And we're sort of on the edge of their nighttime coverage that's directed west, away from their neighbor in Wheeling. So this is considered a pretty good catch in Minneapolis on 1170 at night.
Signed a 5-year contract with the Seattle Seahawks. He comes over to the Kansas City Chiefs. Also, talking about another player who's very talented, he's going to get $60 million for 4 years, and that's probably interesting. He not goes over to Jackson and Jaguars. Mike, if you're listening, I know you're happy. I'm going to increase the 211. The phone number is going to be lighter.
WWBA, leading West Virginia. In your correspondence to these ministries, be sure to mention WWBA, leading West Virginia. News Radio 1170, WWBA Wheeling, and AM/FM radio station.
And that's considered to be a not-so-hot signal from here. It usually does a lot better at night in this direction. Mark Dernberger here for the DX Audio Service as we close this portion of our multi-part band scan from Minneapolis. Recorded back when we had the time to listen over an extended period to pull up some rare catches on some of the clear channels. Thanks for listening. We'll be back again next month with the DX Audio Service. Until then, good listening, DXers.
Thanks, Mark. Well, what is there to do on a very, very cold and snowy night here in West Central Ohio? Well, we had our ice storm back on January 6th, which pretty much put a cramp on our lifestyle because the lights are still flickering, the phone and cable is out. Sometimes we just have no communication to the outside world. So what to do? Well, I sit down and I listen to the radio, or I pick up a book and kind of read and see what's happening in the world. And Crazy Ken reminded me that there's two books that the National Radio Club's Publication Center has, which are pretty darn interesting. First of all is All Radio Volume 2. Now, All Radio Volume 2 is from the Publication Center. It's a two-cassette book on tape, C90 cassettes. George Gimark and Pat Reeder talk about their book, Hollywood Hi-Fi, and play examples of songs that, well, they just don't cut it. They listen to the bad stuff, so you don't have to. When was the last time you heard Joe Pesci sing, Got to Get You Into My Life? Yeah. Do you remember Cliff, KLIF 1190 in Dallas, Texas? Well, you should. It was a great radio station, and Steve Eberhardt, the owner of historyofcliff.com, he tells us all about why this station was an icon of radio. He talks about owner Gordon McClendon, the old Scotsman, program innovator and sportscaster. It's a great listen. And then following Steve on side two is National Radio Club member Ben Dangerfield. And he talks about what it was like to DX during World War II. And then on side two of tape two, we got Bob Savage, who's owner of WYSL. He worked at big stations like Wibbage, WKBW, and CKLW. And he talks about his career in radio, IBOC, programming, profanity on the air, and a lot of other topics. It's a good listen, believe me. There's about 3 hours of talk about radio and the National Radio Club, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. This two-cassette package comes in a dual cassette case, $6 post-paid to the United States, $8.50 to the United Kingdom. All other areas of the world, just contact Crazy Ken at area code 315-387-3583, or you can email Crazy Ken, that's K-R-A-Z-Y-K-E-N, at TCENet.net, or you can mail him at Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661. Now, if you're sighted or have somebody who can read for you, there's a great book on book out right now that is in print form. This book is a 123-page publication that is packed with drawings and descriptions of the widest variety of receiving antennas for the serious medium-wave DX enthusiasts. There are three sections in this book titled Antennas, Amplifiers, and Terminating, Matching, and Phasing. This book is called the National Radio Club's Antenna Reference Manual, Volume 3, and it's worth its weight in gold. Now, over the years, many members have experimented and developed antennas and accessories that have furthered the hobby and its enjoyment. And one of the most prolific authors on these topics is Mark Conley, WA1IOM. And you'll read about some of his works. The Mystery of the Broadband Loop Antenna, Pennant Antennas, Remote Termination Controls, Electronic Rotation Systems, Phased Active Antenna Whips. Yes. A lot of great material. The book is $16.95. It's called the National Radio Club Antenna Reference Manual, Volume 3. But since you're listening to this cassette tape, and we assume that you're a member of the National Radio Club, your price is only $11.95. So contact Crazy Ken at the National Radio Club's Publication Center. That's area code 315-387-3583, or Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661, and pick up one of those books. Believe me, you will not be disappointed. And speaking of buying things, let's do the de-exchange. Randy Davis at 1905 Blackiston Mill Road, Clarksville, Indiana, 47129, is offering for sale a Radio Shack DX392 for $100, Acoustic for $25, and a Radio Shack Amplified Shortwave Antenna for $25. And if you'd like to buy one of those items, contact Randy Davis. And if you would like to buy, sell, or trade something, drop it on a card or a letter and send it to me here at the DX Audio Service, and we'll read it on the audio service so everyone has a chance to hear what you got or want. Well, there was kind of an interesting program switch here in the state of Ohio, in Cincinnati. It seems that WSAI on 1530 and the station on 1360, well, the call letters are back where they belong, as some people would say. WSAI returned to 1360, and WCKY is now back on 1530. The only downside of it is, those of us who love listening to the oldies, well, the oldies are gone. Here's what happened.
The time has come for a new revolution and new patriots. Patriots who peel back the lies and expose the truth. This revolution will also be long and hard fought, but with unyielding commitment, it cannot fail. The revolution is at hand.
The revolution begins in 10.
Yes, yes.
And you must ask yourself,
eight,
are you a patriot?
Seven,
are you
six,
ready to join the revolution?
Five, yes. Four,
the revolution, my Americans,
two,
begins
one.
Now.
The revolution has begun. The revolution is here. Jerry Springer on the radio midday.
The other guys don't want you here all day long.
1530 WCKY Cincinnati. The revolution of talk radio.
It's Springer on the radio. He's been your mayor, your news anchor, and now he's your radio talk show host, bringing you passionate progressive talk. And now, Jerry Springer.